Yes.
Hello, Dr. Jones. What's up?
I can't remember what the French guy said.
Bellick said something about the idol and then a whip, and I forget, actually. I don't remember at all. But then his partner's face melted, and he blew up. I don't remember anything about it.
That's right, his head did explode, right?
Correct.
Yeah, his face did not melt as many.
No, that was Tote. That was Tote, the German.
Right. Well, there were two Germans with whose faces melted.
Oh, right. Well, Bellick was a friend. That's right. Tote, and then the other guy who's actually like imploded, like shrunken head ish, and the little squirt of blood came out of his mouth.
Exactly. Yes.
Right. That's perfect.
Yeah, I can't believe that I watched that at 8. I would never really expose my 8-year-old to that. That's a little bit harsh.
Oh, I agree. And I did as well, actually. Well, it's funny that I remember, just like distinctly, you remember Ebert and Siskel and Ebert, right?
Uh-huh.
And there was a show back in the early 80s. When they were doing, I don't know why I remember this distinctly, when they were doing their review of it, they showed the ending of it. And so when I was like 9, I'm like on TV going, what's going on with these people? And, like, being, you know, 30-something now, I'm like, wait, that was a total fucking spoiler. What the hell were they doing?
Right. I think they started their review of Citizen Kane with, so it's a sled. But anyway, let's get on with the movie.
Right. And then they got brain tumors and such. Oh.
Wow.
Two tsunami.
Send your emails to david.lowe.pan@...
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
I don't think that is it, actually.
It's not, but that's it.
Yeah, some guy would be like, what the hell? I didn't make any tasteless jokes about Gene Siskel.
How dare you? Gene Simmons is fine, but Siskel, no.
It's ironic that you would say tasteless of Gene Simmons.
Oh, ba-dum-ba-dum.
Yeah, you see where I went there. I'd give him...
Love it.
A second to lick all that up.
It's fine. It's just 1 second. It's all good.
All right. Well, I don't think we can top that, so I think...
It's fine. Don't have to.
Well, so you're all settled in, and I appreciate you giving me some time here.
Yes, sir.
And
you, me too, so...
Well, it's cool. And you know what? I don't want anyone out there to feel left out or slighted. It just, you know, I... two deadpan veterans who I happen to know and have a lot to say. That doesn't discount you, Amy Bowen, for example, or Energizer Bunny or Vanimond, for example, or you, person out there who I have not yet referenced.
Correct.
You know. But anyway, that's something that Justa Joe and I actually covered earlier. Is that you? I would like to kind of revisit some of the deadpan self-indulgence that we had in the olden days of the meetup shows where we talked about deadpan memories, and let's kind of rehash that, but we'll do it a little bit more deadpan style, I guess, where as opposed to kind of a bunch of people sitting around with beers and reminiscing and just kind of.
Well, wait, I do have a beer, so I don't know if that is right out.
Yeah, you're right out. You're disqualified.
Well, also, I'm an attention whore, so that also together. Oh, beep to beep beep. Anyway, continue.
Well, I think actually you just summed it up pretty well. We're gonna do it deadpan style, you know, with just send in, because you know this is for episode number 200. Episode number 200 is coming up. I wasn't really prepared. I wasn't really in the space to kind of do a special episode, and you know, I'm gonna go out and grab some old bits of audio, and you know, this is actually a classic me maneuver, because I'm not fully on the up and up, and I'm not fully as prepared as I should be.
Well, if you recall, number 100 was basically all content that we sent in, and if I remember correctly, you said something to the effect of Deadpan 100. This is not me at all, and we all sent in stuff. So this is perfect for you. and not doing anything, you lazy bastard, on your giant 100-versaries. Once you fed me your first Bud Light from your fridge when I went down there, I knew you were sitting on something special.
There was Bud Light in the fridge?
No, there was orange juice and some other tinfoiled stuff, if I remember correctly.
Oh, you didn't touch the tinfoiled stuff, I hope.
Touch, no, lick, yes.
No. That explains a lot.
I know.
No, actually, I am kind of digging the idea of going through some old episodes and pulling out, you know, random bits of audio that that I really enjoyed. I'm not necessarily looking to go back and make the definitive, like, this is, and get the absolute best bits. And I'm not looking to go back and say, this is the best 30 minutes all shrunk down into episode number 200. But I think
I don't think you can, because 200 episodes, it's a lot of going through and a lot of audio. I don't think you can, quite frankly.
Well, right. No, I'll go back, you know, with, I'll have kind of a target in mind. Like, I'll go back and say, for example, oh, wow, that time that Alvy sent the America story or something, like, you know, for example, you know, something, right. Like a memory will stick out and I'll go back and grab it.
Right.
So I guess there, after 30 minutes of incoherent rambling and blathering, there it is. I'm going to put together a 200th episode that will be sort of a look back, and you're welcome to join in on the look back. There.
Well, you know what the great thing is you can do as many unshows as you want until it's done.
It's true, but I don't want to do that. I mean, we had two unshows in a row, then episode 199, and now another unshow. I don't want to continue doing that. I'd like for episode 200 to drop next week, but. Okay. In line with what you just said, that's welcome the future. There's no reason why, if you really want to participate, but you're not going to do it in time, or have time to do it, or you don't know what to do and it's not going to come to you for 6 months, that can always happen in episode number 287.
Sure.
Can't happen in episode number 289, though.
Oh. Anyway, yes, I'm sad now. Cry time.
I'm sorry. But, you know, by then, by episode 289, I won't have any of my mind left. I'll just be kind of, it'll be the raving guy sitting in the corner podcast.
You already are, but it's coherent at least right now. I can't imagine
By then I'll be less like Hannibal and more like the guy in the next cell, you know?
Yes, yes.
I won't repeat his line.
You know what that guy did, right?
He, I think he made a little bit of a mess, yeah.
You don't want to do that. I just said no. Threw some things, that's a terrible tongue twister, wow. Sorry. Oh, sperm jokes, always hilarious on Deadpan.
Yeah, and you know, Silence of the Lambs always, you know, nothing like Silence of the Lambs to completely shatter the mood
and make
everyone's skin crawl. You know, Best Picture of 1989 or whatever year that did come out. Best Picture, so that you had 4 hours of people at the Oscars sitting there with their skin crawling. You know, like how
it's
about
something, right?
Fried Green Tomatoes or Terms of Endearment? No, no, the movie where the guy tucks it in and dances in front of the camera.
Oh, you know that was, don't you? If you ever watch Monk, that was the tucking it in. So, fun fact.
That guy does have a small role in Shutter Island, too.
Funny you say small, but don't bump. Okay. Continue on!
I don't know, he was pretty impressed with himself. I believe he was saying...
So am I, but that doesn't mean it's jack shit.
So you sit in front of the mirror and say, I'd fuck me.
Duh. It's been like 5 years, Jack. What don't you know about me already? Come on.
I see. Is that why when, you know, at the bar you would ask the ladies, are you a size 8?
I defer to the next question.
Okay. We should move on.
Oh, I thought you... Yeah, we should move on. Go ahead. Please.
All right.
Delegates to...
Yes, we'll edit. All right. Now, would it like to read? I mean, would you like to read some?
It would. Oh, yes, I would.
It will. It will read some comments now.
It reads the comments on the board.
Or it gets the hose again.
Yes.
All right. Let me. I didn't grab the first of the week. We actually had, I think, an enjoyable but occasionally light week.
Yeah.
Occasionally, yeah, it was a light at times, but we had 428. I'm not gonna begrudge people for being busy, you know, or for having other things to do. And 428 is good. Really, if the, sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I just agreeing with you. God damn it, Jack, let me agree with you.
Thank you. Right. Yeah, you know, if there's a week where we get 10, where it's just, you know, like 8 posts to a funny topless robot links, then.
Right.
And then me, the other two of me complaining, wondering where everyone is, then that's fine.
Hey, it could be 10 with his Rhett's wisdom, and I would be cool with that.
Yes, we need more of Rhett's rhetorical wisdom.
Love it.
Yes, he's actually one of his is the comments, although it's out of context.
Okay.
One of his is the comments I'm going to send you. But let's that's actually a comment spoiler. I grabbed a bunch. I probably shouldn't have grabbed this many.
That's fine. Is there a theme here? Do I need to read it in different voices each time? Because I can, or read it, you know, lackadaisically or lethargically or anything like that. Just read him at all.
I'm gonna say however you want.
How dare you? Okay.
I'm gonna totally leave it up to you. And actually, the first is from our friend Red.
Okay, hang on. Okay. Okay. Retro says, any movie with Adrian Zmed.
Actually, I think that was actually during your brief hiatus that we developed the Adrian Zmed rule.
Yeah, I missed that completely, actually.
So you don't...
Was that during my whole Asheville endeavor? The hiatus, gotcha, never mind.
Yes, like, not that Lopan was ever around Deadpan before, but...
Right.
But yeah, there was a time when T. Morris and I were talking and somehow Adrian Zmed came up and we established the rule that anytime someone utters the name Adrian Zmed, the other party must burst into hysterical laughter.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Hey, Jack. Jack. Adrian
yes.
Zmed!
Audio bit of hysterical laughter.
Oh, well done. Fair enough.
Yeah. Well, it was a good time. There was even... There's even an old Deadpan episode. I don't recall the number. Someone please tell us the number in the comments. And I guess I can go look it up. But there was even a Deadpan episode called The Zmed Pan. The joke developed some legs.
And you haven't got him on an awesome interview yet?
No, you know, I've never actually reached out to him. I probably should have.
I'm sure he's not doing shit right now. So, I mean, just go right ahead.
All right, go ahead. I'm sorry I interrupted you.
Ready? The Energizer Bunny says,
showered and dressed now, just as well. I was getting cold.
Was that the Energizer Bunny or was that Minnie Mouse?
Yes. What? Yes. Oh, Espy says, Spinner.com features Linda Perry's new band's new album this week, colon. That's all I got.
Oh, no, there should be more.
Really?
Is there not?
Oh, HTTP, /www.spinner.com/new-releases/13. Have I ever told you guys about Linda Perry, Starkov Star?
Actually, I don't actually know the reference, SB. Please let us know your story about Linda Perry.
Which reference? I think it's one of those stories. Anyway. Oh, another one. Reddy says, I can't drive. I'm over 55!
No, that was actually... First of all, that was a brilliant Sammy Hagar impression. You sounded like the 63-year-old man yourself.
I was going to say, you know how old that guy is? Oh, my goodness.
I can't believe that Sammy Hagar is, like... a few years younger than my dad.
Well, you know what it is? It's the aliens that keep him young.
That's right. It's the aliens and apparently ghosts. He's actually had
yes.
Every supernatural thing that can happen, he's had. He's had ghosts and aliens, and he's probably psychic also.
Right, and chupacabra, which usually happens as well.
Yes. He rode Loch Ness at one point.
Yeah.
What
else we got? What else we got? Here we go.
Yeah. Anyway, nicely done. Nicely done.
Thanks. CJ says, Jack's ignoring me. That's Omar. I drug tested him yesterday, and I didn't even get an LOL, period. What has this world come to? When a friend can't drunk text another friend and get an LOL, question mark. I'm seriously dot dot. I'm so completely kidding. Ellipsis, not really ellipsis. LOL. That's a long one.
Yes, this one's not quite as long.
Oh, I missed the. Amy Bowen says, "Morning, Pan. Going on a day trip to the mountain today. Colon happy colon." Oh goddamn you, Jack.
You know that was not even intentional. Here is the first of the week, first and final.
Venomon says, "Ok, I wish I could sleep for more than 6 hours."
Wait a minute. What the fuck kind of accent was that?
It was Ingostrail-skish.
I thought he had become Mr. Scott for a minute.
Van will laugh. Van will laugh and then curse me and then laugh some more because that's how Van is.
Yes.
He loves me. And I love him.
I think at this point you need to get your coat.
Oh, fair enough. You're right.